Blog Talk Radio.
Me say summer we bless till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead dead. Imagine cause I'm laughing at the cup around over what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me tell me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican and food in a Dutch pot. I'm from the news, and it never can touch that. Just see Satan to get back. And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me in studying the Word of God today. I pray that you will be blessed as you listen and share with me concerning the great things that God is doing in your life right now, the things that He is about to do in your life. It is actually a big day in the United States, because we have inaugurated President Barack Obama for the second time. And if you recall, he was actually the first African-American that was ever elected as the President of the United States. And so this is Inauguration Day in the United States. It's also the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, who was a civil rights leader and is well known for championing those who were trying to get the right to vote, et cetera, et cetera. Those who are African Americans in the United States owe a lot to Dr. Martin Luther King and the other civil rights leaders who chose to lay down their lives for the cause of making sure that every American knows that they are living in a land of freedom and that everyone was created equal. And so this is a big night in the United States that an African American has gotten 2 terms as president in the United States. Some people are not happy about that, but some are happy because of the fact that although they don't agree with his personal views on some issues, they are happy to know that now any American has a chance to become president of the United States, regardless of what their color or ethnicity is. And so we actually celebrate today in the United States inaugurating another president, knowing that it was done without violence, without fighting, and that the United States can continue to be a leader in peaceful elections. In other words, when you're picking a new leader for your country, that it is done peacefully. Well, as we go on to our more important subject, which is the Word of God, let us bow our heads and let us pray. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We magnify your holy name. I thank you, Jesus, because you are truly wonderful. And Lord God, we thank you for bringing us together another time to worship you and to praise your holy name. I pray, oh God, on tonight that you would truly bless your people, encourage and strengthen them. You know every heart. You know the desires of every heart. I pray, oh God, that you would just bless those that are listening. Oh God, you know those that are sick that need to be healed. I pray, oh God, that you would just touch right now. Heal that one that is sick, oh God. Heal that one that needs deliverance right now. Lord God, we just thank you. We realize that all around us there are all types of politics and different things going on. But, Lord, we thank you that your word never changes and that we don't have to depend on the politics of the world. But, God, that we can always depend on you because you direct us, you lead us. And, Lord, we love you tonight. We praise you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you have already done for your people. Lord God, for what you're about to do for your people. Lord God, for the changes, Lord God, that it is taking place in hearts right now and minds right now. I thank you, Lord, for that one that is sick that is being healed right now, that one that is depressed that is being encouraged right now. We know that you are able to heal. We know that you are able to deliver. Father, oh God, you open blind eyes, oh God. You open deaf ears, Lord Jesus. Oh God, those that are crippled, oh God, you command and you speak it and they are healed. And we thank you, Lord, for that authority in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that lives can be changed and transformed right now. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify your holy name. For you alone are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. We thank you tonight, God, for what you have already done. God, for what you're doing even now. We give you praise, glory, and honor, God. We just thank you, Jesus. We praise you right now. We pray, oh God, that you would bless those around the world that listen to these messages, oh God, the messages of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, oh God, as I said before, regardless of what's going on in society, we know that we can always depend on you. And, Father, we thank you right now. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, I hope that you're still with me. I know that I started off talking about the political atmosphere that's going on in the United States today, but I hope that did not stop you from waiting to hear the Word of God. Turn your Bible with me to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, beginning at the first verse, it says, "Who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Dear friend, I started off this year talking about the fact that things are going to get better for you. And I've also been talking about the manifest presence of God. And last week I talked about the fact that we want to be sincere. Once upon a time when potters made vessels of clay, some of them were unscrupulous, and when there was a crack in it, they would seal it with wax and they would not tell you that there was a crack in it. But the people who were good potters, they would not sell a vessel that was cracked, but that they would throw it away or, you know, scrush it and remake it. And so it is that when God formed us and made us in his image, that he actually made us in such a way that we are sincere vessels. In other words, there is no room in our character for any cracks or any leaks. But God made us to be sincere. That potter that made a vessel without cracks, the vessel was considered to be sincere. Dear friend, are you sincere in your walk with God? Are you serious about serving him with all your heart? Because God is calling you today to serve him. The Bible talks about the fact that he is despised, look at verse 3, despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. This referring in Isaiah to Jesus the Messiah, the fact that when he came, he was despised and rejected by some. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. In other words, he understood our grief. He understood our sorrows because he experienced it when he walked here and his own did not receive him and they rejected him. Jesus, dear friend, understands everything about your heart. He understands about your life. And I declare to you today that things are going to get better for you. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your faith in the things of God. Do not put your faith in the economy. Do not put your faith in politics. I mentioned to you that in the United States on this date, January 21st, that our president was inaugurated a second time, and so celebrations are going on all over the United States. But I want you to know that our faith and our trust should not be in our political leaders. We must pray for them and we must encourage them as we were told to do so. But our faith and our hope are not in our leaders. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I encourage you, dear friend, to, as we start this year, January, that starts the brand new year for Western society, I want you to understand that although it might seem challenging to you that you are embarking on another year, I want you to not think of it as just a time for you to just reflect on the bad things that happened to you last year. But I want you to reflect upon the fact that God is bringing you into your next level of experience with him. Dear friend, on Sunday afternoon in our services, even inside the prison, behind those prison walls, I want you to know that the power of God fell in our service, and I began to pray for folks that needed to be healed and delivered, and the power of God was slaying worshipers all over the room. The power of God fell and people were worshiping and crying out to God. I want you to know that wherever you are listening to this in the world, whether you're in Asia or Africa or in the Caribbean or in Central America or in India or in London, England, wherever you're listening to this message, I want you to understand that if you would just begin to reach out and to cry out to God, if you would spend some time in worship and devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ and really commit your heart and your entire life to him, I want you to know that wherever you are in the world, that the presence of God will come into your place of worship and he will let you know that he is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he is still the Alpha and the Omega, that he is still the creator of heaven and the earth, and that he is still able to bless you. He is still able to help you. He is still able to remember your family. He is still able to remember your children. Dear friend, I want to encourage you. Make this the year of victory for you and your family. Make this the year that you cry out to God and that you commit your entire life to God. Make this the year that you witness and you tell someone else about Jesus. Let them know that Jesus loves them, that Jesus cares about them. Dear friend, this is your year of victory. Things are getting better for you, and I want you to reach out and allow God to do great things in your heart. The Bible says in verse 4, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, referring to Jesus. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So, referring to Jesus Christ, when he walked here in the flesh, when he walked among us, people looked at him, and some of them wondered why he would allow others to treat him the way that he was treated when they arrested him and they beat him and spit on him and what have you. They might wonder why he allowed himself to go through that. Look at verse 5. It says, he was wounded for our transgression. This verse tells you why, dear friend. The reason why Jesus allowed himself to go through it is because he came to die on the cross for our sins. He came so that we might have life. He came so that we might have victory. Dear friend, I want you to be encouraged that this is your year of victory. This is the year of breakthrough for you. This is the year where you're going to accomplish more than you've ever accomplished in your life. This is the year for you to start being a good steward of your money and to save and to be a blessing in the kingdom of God. This is the year to branch out in ministry. This is the year to lay hands on the sick and have them be healed. This is the year to lay hands on those who are demon-possessed, and the demons have to run, they have to flee. Dear friend, step out in faith. This is your year of victory. Step out in faith. God is calling you today to not be an average Christian. Average Christians are not interested in that next level of relationship with God. Average Christians just want to go to church on Sunday and come home and just do the same thing over and over again. But extraordinary Christians are those folks that will say, God, I need a word from you. God, I need to hear from you. Lord, I need to get closer to you. I want to walk with you like Elijah did, like Elijah did. I want to do great things for you. I want to stretch out my hands and see great things happening in my community, in my family, in my children. Dear friend, this is your time. Step out in faith. Step out in victory. The Bible says in verse 5 again, but I'm in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Dear friend, Jesus came that you might receive your healing. Jesus came that you might receive your deliverance. I want you to know that you, if you have ever been emotionally bound, emotionally down, that God sent his son so that you could be healed. Amen. Dear friend, take a moment and just give God praise for his healing touch. Take some time and just give him praise for emotional healing. Take some time and just give him praise for healing even in the area of your finances. I want you to just begin to give God praise because God is manifesting his presence right now. He is manifesting his glory to you right now so that you can begin to just cry out, Abba, Father, so that you could begin to just raise your hand and just give him glory and honor and praise. For he alone truly is worthy to be praised. Majesty, dominion, and power belong it unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, I want you to bless him as you have never blessed him before. Acknowledge that he is Lord of your life. Amen. He is still Lord, dear friend. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what people say or what they do. He is still Lord. Amen and amen. Look again with me to Isaiah chapter 61. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old ways. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Dear friend, I don't care what has happened in your family for generations. God is able to repair those breaches in your family. He is able to restore your family. He is able to bless you in such a way that you have never been blessed before. Dear friend, take a moment right now and worship the true and the living God. God wants you to worship him. He wants you to bless him. He wants you to know that he loves you very much, very much. And he wants you to just bless him right now. Turn again with me to Colossians, the book of Colossians chapter 1. The book of Colossians chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ Jesus, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bring it forth fruit as it does always in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness, and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Dear friend, the Lord wants you to know that you are loved, and that he has called you out of darkness, and that his desire for you is that you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Dear friend, it is God's desire that you be fruitful. It is God's desire that you increase in knowledge. It is God's desire that you be strengthened. It is God's desire that you give thanks to the Father, and that your heart is long-suffering, and that you will be full of joy. Dear friend, I don't know what last year was like for you, but this year, let it be a year of strength for you. Let it be a year that you stand strong in the presence and the might and in the might of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let this year be the year that you go out and do more for God and encourage more people and pray for more people and strengthen more people. This is not the year to back up, dear friend. This is the year to press your way through in prayer. This is the year to press your way through in fasting and in seeking the face of the Lord. God loves you very much. He cares about you, dear friend, and he wants you to know that he's got a big inheritance for you and that Jesus Christ has already paid the price. The Bible says in verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Dear friend, Jesus has already shed his blood to forgive you of your sins. He has already redeemed you. And his desire is that you be strengthened, that you be encouraged. Dear friend, I hope that you have been encouraged. I pray that you would continue to seek the face of God. God has great things in store for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless your family. And dear friend, I want you to make this the year. Make this the year of victory. Make this the year that you continue to seek the face of God, that you continue to be strong in the Lord. It does not matter what happens for the next 11 months. What matters is your response to everything that happens to you. If you keep the right attitude, keep the faith, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, I guarantee you that everything is going to be all right. Our closing scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our closing thoughts are persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can't. And what you believe, you can achieve. Dear friends, 50 years ago, Dr. Martin Luther King made a speech on the steps of Washington, D.C. He said that he had a dream, and his dream was that the United States would recognize that all men are created equal. And we believe that this particular country has made great strides in that area. I don't know what country you're living in and what struggles your country is facing. But I want to encourage you to be kind and affectionate one to another. I want to encourage you to be kind to a stranger because you might be entertaining an angel unaware. I want to encourage you that it does not matter what color you are, what ethnicity you come from. What matters is that the love of God is in your heart and that you show love to those around you, that you share the Lord Jesus Christ with them. Tell them about Jesus. Love them regardless of what their background culturally is. It doesn't matter what their cultural background is. Love them with the love of God because God has called us to love those who are different than we are, to love them regardless of what their faith background is. Love them, and hopefully in loving them, you will get them to understand that Jesus Christ is the true and the living God, that there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Tell them about Jesus, dear friend. Let them know that it's time to come to Jesus because Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead just for you and just for them. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, I just give you glory, honor, and praise right now. I thank you for this brief time of study that we have had today. I just pray for your sons and your daughters all over the world. Oh God, whatever country they're in, Asia, Africa, in the north, south, east, and west, Father, oh God, in Central America, in the Caribbean, in Australia, in Kenya, Africa, and Nairobi, and Morocco, and Liberia, and all the different parts of Africa, oh God, some of the names that I'm not even aware of, oh God, in India, in Japan, in Korea, in Singapore, Father, oh God, so many different places around the world. Lord, we pray for Israel, for the peace of Israel. Lord God, you know what's going on around the world. And Lord God, You are still in control. I pray for your people, oh God, everywhere. I pray for those that are sick right now. I pray, oh God, for that one that has blindness, God, that has just started developing in the last 5 years. I pray, oh God, that whatever surgery needs to be done, God, that those eyes would be totally repaired and totally healed. I know, God, that even without surgery, that you're able to clear up that vision right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for complete healing right now. Someone who has had severe arthritis in their back right now, I rebuke that arthritis in their back right now. I thank you for complete healing in the name of Jesus. Someone has been accumulating water, you know, around their lungs and around their heart, and it's some kind of problem with water around your lungs, and I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for that one that is being healed of that cancerous tumor right now. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Mashatokoshe. Someone just developed some type of cancer in the brain. I'm not sure what type it was, but it's something that you just went to the doctor the other day and you were diagnosed. I rebuke that cancer in your brain right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for complete healing right now. When you go back to the doctor, they're not going to find anything wrong with you. I thank you, Lord God, for complete healing right now in the name of Jesus. Someone who has hepatitis C right now, you've just been diagnosed a few years ago, and so you've been suffering for a few years. I rebuke that hepatitis C right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for shake it up, oh shake, me shake it, oh shake it, oh shake it, oh shake it, be healed in the name of Jesus. Someone who has lupus right now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Someone is struggling to breathe right now. You're having severe asthma attacks. I rebuke and bind up that asthma right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for your healing power, for your healing touch. Oh, God, Lord God, I thank you right now, your healing hearts, your healing minds right now in the name of Jesus. Someone who's gone through emotional trauma right now, you're a rape victim. I pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for complete healing right now and deliverance in the name of Jesus. The tears are running down your face right now, but I thank God for healing you right now in the name of Jesus. I bless your name right now, Jesus. I thank you for lives being changed right now. I thank you for lives, oh God, that are being transformed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Holy Spirit, I thank you for going into homes right now, for convicting hearts right now, for drawing them to Jesus right now. Oh, Lord, I just give you praise, glory, and honor. I thank you for these that are listening right now. Oh, God, give them strength. Give them a desire, oh, God, to speak life into others, oh God. I just give you praise and glory and honor. I thank you for this privilege, Lord, that we have to serve you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the privilege, oh Lord. Meke shato koshe ki. Meshe keto koshata. Shato koshe keta ye. Moshe keto shande ke ma ye. Shandorobo shi ye meke sa. Yeke rabo shi keta sa. I bless your name, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for lives being changed all over the world, oh God. Whatever language you speak, whatever ethnicity you belong to, whatever color you are, it does not matter. The Lord loves you. He cares about you. And he is sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for you right now. Dear friend, you are love. We love you very much. We care about you. And I want you to encourage you to let you know that things are getting better for you right now. Be encouraged as you listen to this medley.
To praise you, oh Lord, I really love to praise you.
Listen now to I Have Decided, Second Chance Ministries. Praise the Lord. Have you decided to make Jesus your Lord. So we get ready to close out once again with Second Chance Ministries, To Bless, To Be Stressed. You've been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed. This is Vision. I hope you will tune in again with us. God bless you, and the Lord loves you very much. May the peace of God be with you.
Make that summer we bless still with food. Me a running out of the blessings are running down. Me a dead, dead, dead. Imagine cause that's half a class of copper and over what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm in the free. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one-ninded. I'm the one-ninded to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed.